that time. Babes in Voiceland time. Time to laugh. Time to shine. Time to have a cocktail with the babes.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Okay.
Good. Me too, except, you know, I've had a couple of frustrating days, things happening, so I've been cursing a little more than usual.
Uh-oh.
Although I do curse quite a bit anyway because I'm from New York, and it doesn't matter. Everybody in New York curses.
This is true.
You know, so,
I've heard.
I was thinking about cuss words and cussing. I mean, when the kids were little, I used to try to say different things instead of saying the obvious ones.
Mm-hmm.
And like what?
Mm-hmm.
And I love, well, like instead of saying the SH bleep T one, I would say shiitake mushrooms.
See, I would slip off.
See, I would just,
I'm just
say
like,
shit.
Just forget that. Yeah.
Right. So, you know,
I don't think
so
that's
that
a bad one.
But James Lipton on Inside the Actor's Studio, have you ever seen him?
No.
When he interviews people, mm-hmm. he asks them at the very end of the interview, like these seven questions. And one of the questions he says is, what's your favorite curse word?
Really?
So I thought I'd go around and ask you what your favorite curse word is. And then we can talk about maybe some alternatives where maybe when it's not proper, although I don't know, today's world, everything goes, or if you, prefer some mother approved words, we can.
Oh, well, see, my mother, my brother's first word was the shh one. It, mm-hmm. Yeah, because he learned it from my mom. That was her favorite word. Absolutely.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But no, I had to kick it up a notch.
So what's your favorite curse word, Terry?
I don't know if I'd be proud of it. It's not. It's the
well,
one
Beth
I go
can,
to
Beth
when I'm very
angry. Beth can bleep it
angry.
If it's really bad. So we can,
you could spell it if you need to.
Oh gosh, yeah. It's
better
it's
to
the
say
big one.
It, though.
It's
or
the just, big one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it start with an M?
Well, I don't put the M part. I just go.
You with the F
just
part.
Yeah,
F
yeah
part.
Just go for
F
it.
F to the G.
Get right to it.
You do F to the K.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Diana, you have a
favorite
curse word?
Yeah, I put the UC in between.
I don't think there's any of us that have never said it.
But that's my go-to word. Background, okay? I'm from Detroit. Hello.
Yep.
That word was never spoken in our house growing up, I will tell you.
Oh,
that was never spoken in our house. The first time I heard my mom or my dad drop the F-bomb, I think I was in my 30s, and I almost fell out of my chair.
I don't think I ever have.
But I will tell you that
my parents never...
The career that I had and working with the group of folks that I did and being a union president for 22 years, there was no prissiness. I had to talk to these guys on their level, and I couldn't be shocked by their language, and then therefore they couldn't be shocked by mine. So I actually cuss like a sailor. I cuss like a truck driver, and it's just the way it is. I'm okay with it. So if anybody isn't, tough shit.
And there you have it.
What are your go-to words when the kids are little kids are around?
Like your grandkids or something.
Well, you bite your tongue.
Bite your tongue.
When my grandkids are around, I will just very quickly, very loudly say, ding, dang, darn it. Because I can put some punch in it, but I'm not really cussing.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, see?
Well, that's good.
Everyone's got something.
Beth, you have a favorite curse word?
I think mostly it is shit. I think it
We know that because every time we're doing sketches and she flubs a line, you're shit.
I know. I say it quiet.
Well, you can,
but I
you
do
can say,
it.
Say it. Say it in another language, and then it'll be more exotic.
I don't know how to say it in another language, but
Merde.
You could teach me.
Scheiße is German.
Scheiße?
Merde is
Scheiße.
French.
And Merde is French.
Oh, well, see, exactly. Look what I learned here with the babes. Look what I learned with the babes. Well, I have been known to say other worse things, but mostly I do it inside my head. Mostly.
Well, that doesn't count.
Well,
then you're
yeah, but
yourself.
Sometimes I think, Beth, you're really thinking some bad stuff here.
Oh, my God.
But I don't often.
Give me a fucking break.
I gotta put a bleep in.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
Right.
Oh my
That's
God.
So
now
funny.
Now I gotta bleep this show.
You're gonna have to bleep this show. Well, hopefully you won't have to bleep it too much.
We're having so much fun. Stay tuned. There's more in store.
NASA has just announced the world's next flight into space. Two of the women chosen from the mission have arrived and just met in the space lab. They're waiting for the rest of the team and the specific details on the upcoming project.
Well, isn't this exciting? I can't believe that four of us have been accepted by NASA as the first all-woman space shuttle crew. What an honor.
You don't think it's just because of our names, do you?
Why would you say that, Venus?
Well, think about it. Your name is Star. I'm Venus. Another woman is named Sky. And they also chose the most recent Miss Universe.
Miss Universe? Are you kidding? I just knew that there were four of us. Nobody told me that we were taking Miss Universe. I'm a highly trained pilot. I've spent years studying both the Alpha and the Delta quadrants. Now you tell me we have to take some Barbie doll with us?
Well, that's just what I heard. Hey, here they come.
What's up? You must be Star and Venus. It's a sure bet neither of you are Miss Universe. Not just because you don't look the part. It's because she's walking in right behind me. And by the way, she is hot, 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 hot. My name is Sky. Short for Sky High, and yes, I am.
What do you mean, yes, I am?
Oh, God, Star, she means she's high.
What?
Marijuana, Star, she's high on pot.
Oh, my word. I'll report this immediately to the officials. This is NASA. This is a disgrace, a total outrage.
Now, don't get your panties in a bunch there, Star. I guess you two just haven't been completely briefed yet. Just as Star thought things couldn't get any worse, in walked Miss Universe.
Well, last but not least, I'm Barbie, better known as of the last pageant as Miss Universe. Didn't you all notice my diamond tiara? I wear it everywhere I go. I just love being famous. Are they serving wine for this get-together? I really could use a nice glass of Cabernet.
Oh, dear God, what is happening? Do any of you know anything about navigating through the stars?
Well, personally, I've navigated through quite a few stars. Brad Pitt, Blake Shelton, Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
and Aaron Rodgers. Well, Danica's dating him now,
oh,
and we're friends, so I don't go there anymore.
No, not those stars, Barbie. We're talking about the stars in the sky.
Yeah, man. I always thought there were star qualities in me, especially after I eat my special homemade cookies.
What?
I just feel little bright, shiny stars just dancing inside me, and a lot of the time I see them dancing on the walls.
Oh,
sometimes I even think to myself, Sky, you are not made up of atoms, just twinkling little stars, man.
Lord.
No, Sky, not stars in you. We're talking about the real sky up above us, up towards heaven.
Well, there has to be some mistake. Are you too sure you were recruited for a space shuttle mission?
Yes.
I know it was. Yeah.
Of course. Why would you even ask that? I even got my first check. My agent deposited in my bank account.
Check? Check? Astronauts get standard military pay for space shuttle missions.
Now, Star, I'm sure we'll get this all straightened out. Here, take a Valium.
Valium?
I have kind of a nervous condition, and I keep a prescription with me at all times.
Valium? Oh no, Venus, don't give her drugs.
Says the girl who showed up on drugs.
I never do drugs.
But you're high now.
That's marijuana, pot, MJ. You know it's not a drug, man. Did you ever see any TV commercials listing the side effects of cannabis? No, you never have and never will. But check out the side effects of that Valium, baby. Well, it seems that the four girls are getting to know each other, but not quite in the way that any of them expected. I think we'd better tune out for a while until the NASA officials get there and clarify what this is really all about. As Ricky Ricardo would say,
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Tune in again for the next episode of Space Women.
Okay, Erica, I can tell something is bothering you. You're just going to have to level with us and tell us what it is, because I can see you need to get it off your chest.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Terry, because you know what? I really do. I've been so annoyed. Like, ever since this happened, I can't even begin to tell you.
Uh-oh.
You know, you go into a department store and you go and buy something, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They
right.
ring it up.
Yeah.
Okay, this, I went into a store. I can't say the name. I'm doing air quotes, everyone.
A store.
And a department store with air quotes. And I bought a shirt, and they had a special, buy a shirt, get the second shirt for half off.
Oh, they do that all all the time anymore. Oh, you can't go anywhere anymore without them like raising the prices and saying, buy one, get another one half price.
Right. But I didn't get another shirt because they didn't have one. But it was clearly labeled on the shirt with a hang tag that said how much the shirt was.
Okay.
So I
But you didn't opt for the get the second for 50% off.
No,
just buy
I only got one shirt. So I didn't opt for the special.
All right.
So I get home and I'm getting ready for bed and I'm thinking about it and I'm saying, I think they overcharged me.
Right.
Yeah.
But how could they overcharge me? There's a hang tag there that says how much it is. Sure enough, I run downstairs, which is a hard thing for me to do, to run. And I go downstairs and I look at my receipt and sure enough, they charged me $4 more. They charged me $24 for a $20 shirt.
Oh, because you didn't get the special.
Well, funny you should mention that, Terry, because I went back to the store, a couple of days later, and I said, listen, I bought this shirt. Here's my receipt. You charged me $24. Look at the hang tag. It says $20. Like, why did you overcharge me? And the customer service girl said, well, maybe we overcharged you. No, we didn't overcharge you. Maybe we charged you more because there was a sale. And I just looked at her.
Come on, tell us what store this is.
Oh,
inquiring minds want to
know. Well, it starts with a K. That's all I'm going to say.
So she must be really young. I mean, she couldn't make it at McDonald's, so she got a job here.
I mean, I said, are you serious? God. She says, yeah, well, that's what probably would happen. I said, no, you don't raise prices because you're having a sale. I said, and actually, you have to honor the sale. You have to honor the price that's on that price tag. You can't just arbitrarily raise it.
Oh, my God.
And she said, well, I said, get your manager. No, no, it's okay. I'll just, readjust it, blah, blah, blah. And you know what?
She was going to make you buy another shirt.
They didn't change it in the register. So they're probably charging people $24 for a $20 shirt.
Well,
and all these people that don't notice. So my public service announcement.
Does it end with an apostrophe S?
Yeah, it does. Well, and my public service announcement today is to tell everyone, no matter what store you go to, including the one or especially the one that starts with a K and ends with an apostrophe S, that you need to check your
receipt
and always, make sure definitely. That the cash register definitely. Registered the right price and isn't overcharging you.
Yeah.
That's my rant. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad you feel
well,
much
we're
better
glad.
Now, Erica.
But you know what? You should check price tags on everything, no matter what it is.
That's true. You're
because right. A lot of stores can do that stuff on purpose.
You think they do it on purpose?
Well,
I just thought it was on that. Accident.
No. I knew of an instance... I overheard when I was little of someone that owned a gas station and...
On Keating Avenue?
No, it was not on Keating Avenue, okay. No.
Because that's the good place.
But this guy was, it was different back then. You could set the pumps over, but what the pump was ringing up and the price was not what... It was really being charged.
Well, like the slot machines.
Yeah.
You can rig those to... No.
Yeah.
No,
well,
you go
to jail because of the gaming commission, but...
Right.
Oh, so
they had it set, so you thought you were,
paying
this, but as it was ringing up...
Because it wasn't ringing up accurately to the real...
They had it somehow rigged and not ring up accurately.
Wow.
That's all I know because I was little and overhearing it, but that's when I realized, hey, these things can happen.
Well, it's
purpose.
True, and they're still happening. So everyone,
watch your receipts.
Teach your kids. Okay.
Thanks for listening to Babes in Voiceland. We really appreciate you. And remember, you can hear us on our website, babesinvoiceland.com, Apple Podcast, and also www.dbtv.com. Okay, let's take this show out with some outtakes.
Do you think it's just because of our... Oh, stop.
Stop.
What?
Can I do this?
I thought it was good.
I thought it was great.
Okay, that's fine. When she says, here, take a Valium, can you cut in me saying, Valium?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's when you say, well, I have kind of a nervous condition.
Yeah, that
so
would
I'm
be
just
good.
Gonna say
just
it right
do it now.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me when.
Well, it seems that the four girls are getting to know each other, but not quite in the way that any of them expected. I think we'd better tune out.
Didn't Timothy Leary say something about that?
Tune in, tune out, and drop out.
Yeah.
And tune in. Okay.
There you go.